The World Health Organization has put out new guidance about artificial sweeteners. I don't drink a lot of soft drink, Norman, but when I do, I generally choose the diet version. It must be the health report getting to me. I hear so much about how sugar's bad for you. It just feels like the better option.
Well, it may or may not be. There's been a suspicion for quite some time that artificial sweeteners aren't what they're made out to be.
Well, yes, indeed. And so the WHO has pulled together all that available evidence. They've crunched it. It's not just artificial sweeteners. It's kind of, they call them non-sugar sweeteners. Not all of them are artificial, but they're saying that they're not going to make you any healthier. And the thing behind this is, I'm not sure anyone's really eating artificial sweeteners thinking they're a health food, but we do know quite definitively added sugars in food, not great for us. They contribute to things like diabetes, heart disease, cancer, dental disease, higher body weights. These are all things we've discussed ad nauseum before on the health report. But the WHO is saying that non-sugar sweeteners shouldn't be used for weight loss or to reduce your risk of disease. So let's put this into an Australian context with someone who spends a lot of time looking at the ingredients in foods and their labels, Alexandra Jones from the George Institute. Welcome, Alexandra.
Nice to be here.
So what does the WHO guidance tell us that we didn't already know?
Yeah, well, like you said, it comes against this context of a lot of governments worldwide moving to do things against sugar. And what we're seeing is a shift towards more products with artificial sweeteners. And I guess what WHO has done is look at, are we just shifting to another problem in the long term? They reviewed all the existing evidence. They found some short-term randomized controls trials that said there might be some help for weight loss, but in the long term, they said they didn't find any evidence that it helped with weight control, nor did it reduce your risk of getting other diet-related conditions like type 2 diabetes.
Was there any risk in consuming these non-sugar sweeteners? Like, do they cause disease?
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying is they see associations with things like heart disease and diabetes in long term or weight gain. Like many areas of nutrition science, they rated some of the evidence as low certainty. So they're not the sorts of trials that would be gold standard that we want to see, because they are quite difficult to do those trials in the long term. But I guess what they did is also weigh this up a bit, not having sweeteners with the benefits. So they weigh sort of the potential benefits of not using them and said, look, there's no downside of not using them. They're not an essential part of the diet. They don't offer any nutritional value. And there are way better ways to reduce your free sugar intake, most notably just eating less sweetened food and drinks.
Right. So what is sort of the guidance in Australia around this at the moment? No one's sort of going, eat these, they're good for you.
No, well, the industry might be. I think that they have been marketed for weight loss for years. I mean, diet drinks, it's in the name, that it's sort of implied that it will help you with weight loss. I think from a policy perspective in Australia, we don't, for example, tax sugary drinks yet, but many countries do. And one side effect of those taxes is that they have encouraged a switch to sweeteners in countries like the UK. So I think it is a challenge for us thinking about policies, if we don't want to just encourage that switch and we really want people to switch to things like water instead. So in Australia, we are looking at improving sugar labelling, for example, and we might say what we want to do is make sure that by labelling added sugars on the label, we don't just switch companies to substitute that with sweeteners. I think one country that's trying to address that is Mexico. So now if you put artificial sweeteners in, your product actually has to have a warning on the front that says, warning, contains sweeteners, not recommended for children.
Right, because at the moment it's pretty easy to look at the back of a packet and see, well, it's actually, we've talked before on the health report about how hard it is to see sugar, but it's a lot easier to see teaspoons of sugar than it maybe is to sort of see the quantities of non-sugar sweeteners in there.
If you look at the nutrition panel, for example, you'll see the amount of grams of sugar, but these substances are, you know, in tiny amounts because they're thousands of times sweeter than sugar. So they, you don't see them in that nutrition panel. You'd have to search the ingredients list and you'd have to recognise what the sweetener is.
In the WHO report, they report an increase in cardiovascular disease mortality, an increase in cardiac events, increases in type 2 diabetes. Where is this effect coming from if there's not sugar in the food? Is it because of the sweeteners themselves, or is it perhaps because of like behavioural things that you end up doing because you're like, well, I had Diet Coke, so I'll have this instead?
Yeah, they're not. They point to a number of potential sort of mechanisms that and say that we need more evidence. I mean, there's some evidence of changes to the microbiome, for example. There's some evidence around continuing preference for sweetness. And so they encourage us, you know, to keep craving sweetness, or that we maybe consume calories elsewhere in the diet because they don't satiate us. So they do say, look, we need more evidence, but they're the sorts of plausible mechanisms. And then there's also a lot of animal studies that they're doing. So they call for more evidence, but I guess it's a kind of precautionary guidance here to governments. If you're going to make policies that shift us away from sugar, you're really going to have to think hard to make sure we don't just sub it out with what could be another long-term problem.
Yeah, I know that your work focuses a lot on policy and a lot on, you know, the market effects of policies and how that might sort of encourage food manufacturers to behave in different ways, like you said. For the average shopper slash food eater slash drinker, what should they make of directions like this from the WHO?
Yeah, I think it ties in with what you said, that most people don't think that they are healthy. So I think people already know in their heart that they're not getting a really healthy product. I mean, artificial sweeteners are by definition only in really highly processed products because they're an additive. And so they're in those things that we're really trying to shift people away from in general. I think if you are a full sugar Coke drinker, you might still think of switching as a sort of way to help ease you off in the long term. But I think if you don't have a diet drink habit, don't pick one up now. I guess that would be my takeaway.
Fair enough. Alexandra, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Alexandra Jones is a public health lawyer and researcher at the George Institute for Global Health.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.